We're going to count it down. Let's do it. Six state title appearances, five more playoff wins against new opponents, four sacks and four fourth down stops, three state football championships, two undefeated seasons, and one Holton Wildcat season to remember. Your 2012 state Class 4A football champion, the Holton Wildcats.
Good feeling about them because of the leadership and the underclassmen stepped forward and started to work at it and bought in, and they just enjoy each other. I don't think they want it to end. That's the kind of group it is.
Being presented their state championship trophy here in Salina. And Holton celebrates as the seniors come forward to lead this team of 77. 16 seniors lifting up the state championship trophy for Class 4A football here in 2012. What a special moment for these boys.
What a great moment, and I can't help but look over to Coach Brooks Barta, who stands back about 15 yards and watches his kids that he's worked with and developed accept the trophy.
We are the champions, my friend.
Just a very down-to-earth man right there. A great idol for these kids, a great leader for these kids, and a great season for a great team and a great bunch of kids and a great community.
Well, our motto was unfinished business, and it wasn't because we didn't win the state championship. I felt that Navy was the only team I've ever had that wasn't as good as they could have been. And that's what we're about, is being as good as you can be. And no, I think we're as good, you know, we're as good as they could have been, I think. I think it's the most determined football team we've ever had, and the most committed to every day getting better. And I think it's probably, you know, it's hard to compare, but it's probably the best defensive football team we've had.
Game one, August 31st. A new foe that was a 4A playoff qualifier. Holton dismantled DeSoto 52-0 with more than 500 yards rushing, including 198 from junior Drake Ewing.
Right stands in the short shotgun as the pistol takes the snap from Mercer, fakes to the fullback, option pitch. Ewing's got it, 25, cuts up 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and walking into the end zone, untouched. Drake Ewing.
Yeah, I thought we got off to a good start. There's some things I think we're ahead of schedule, and there's still some things we have to do better, but that was a good start for us, and DeSoto's not a super athletic team, but they really executed well and did have a lot of team speed, so I thought we did a nice job containing them defensively, and then offensively we got off the ball well and made positive yardage.
Game two. Defense of another Big 7 title started with a 68-14 smashing of Santa Fe Trail. Holton fell behind 8-0 before scoring 60 unanswered points using 12 plays of more than 20 yards offensively, and Holton would go on to trail only one other opponent all year.
Well, we always work on that, and everybody does. They'd like to have big plays, but we think this year we maybe have a setup where we're going to have more big plays. There's some things we can do athletically up front. And we feel like all of our guys in the backfield can run and throw and catch and do those things. So we anticipate being a little bit more of a big play team this year.
Game three, the taunted Holton defense held Sabetha to just one first down in the initial half, and Lane Lassiter registered two sacks before the Wildcats coasted to a 42-8 win.
Lane Lassiter, 5'6", 150-pound senior, plays fullback, plays linebacker. I've said it for 2 or 3 years because he's gotten some varsity playing time for some time now. Pound for pound, as tough as a guy as you're going to see.
Senior quarterback Jackson Wright threw a season-high 5 of 9 completed passes, and 5 different Holton players caught a pass, including seniors Trent Haverkamp and Zach Porter. Week 4, and a clash of unbeaten teams. Holton ran past the Redhawks 61-14.
Here's the first play in drive number 5. They begin at the Redhawk 44. Jackson Knight with Trent Sankey behind him, who gets the carry. The fullback breaks through. There goes Trent to the 30, barreling to the 20, and outruns Denzel Chilcote into the end zone. A one-play scoring drive. It's a 45-yard run for the fullback, Trent Sankey, and that's his third rushing touchdown of the night.
The Wildcat defense forced 2 turnovers and registered a season-high 66 total solo tackles.
Same formation out of the eye. Chilcote under center, looking near side. Quick slant, Bigham, and this ball picked off. Intercepted. That's Holton's first interception of 2012. Wildcat safety Cameron Karn, reading the quick slant, came up in front of Bigham, and our first turnover of the game is a Karn interception just into quarter number 2. Second down and 12. Ball now to Hiawatha 15. Clock moving again, nearing 30 seconds. Hand off left. Karn's got a hole. Karn to the 10, 5, to the end zone. Sheds a tackler on his way to pay dirt. Karn had 3 rushing touchdowns last week. That's his first here in week number 4, and Holton's 5th touchdown of the first half tonight.
We did treat it as a playoff type of game. We treated it as a winner-take-all. They did handle it well, and we're going to be in that situation where we go on the road, we're playing a good football team, and we have to show up and play well. So that's great experience for us as we go through the season.
7th play of the drive. Wright fumbles the snap, picks it up, being chased by Hinkle. Wright throws it towards the end zone, wide open, touchdown catch. That's Ryan Haskey. Now the snap to Ethan Holliday, who hands it off left. And Trent Tanking's got 4 rushing touchdowns. This one is easiest as he goes untouched from 4 yards down. Trent Tanking.
Week 5. Holton clobbered the cause of Perry LeCompton 55-19. Andrew Reshick led the Wildcat defense with 11 tackles and 2 sacks. Tyler Burdick caught 2 passes and a touchdown for the 2nd straight week.
Seems like things have gone a lot faster this year. We used some intelligence on the offensive line, and last week we did a nice job in our option game and got a chance to pull our linemen a little bit, and we did a good job on our inside game, and we were 5 for 6 passing, so we felt like we had a lot of balance on offense, and that has a lot to do with our offensive line.
Game number 6. Holton jumped on Jeff West early and tortured the Tigers in a 48-6 triumph. Cameron Karn had 112 yards rushing and a trio of touchdowns.
Well, we do think we have a lot of strong leadership in our senior class, both on the line of scrimmage and in the backfield. And they're kids that want to be good and want to work at it, and they've practiced well. And I think our juniors have really stepped in line and the rest of our team, and we've developed some leadership there, too. I think they really play well together and push each other.
District play began in Week 7 with a 51-12 win against Wamego. Drake Ewing had 171 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns, while the Holton defense created 6 turnovers and 2 quarterback sacks by Tyler Burdick.
I thought we did a nice job controlling their offense. They did get down inside the 10 one time in the first half and kept them to a reasonable amount of yardage, and most importantly, we kept them out of the end zone and got some turnovers.
Week 8. The Wildcat rivalry renewed against Hayden.
Second down, goal to go. Wright runs the option play. That one for 42 earlier. Pitches it late. Drake Ewing to the pylon. And Ewing will be into the end zone. Touchdown! Drake Ewing! It's a Baker's dozen. 13 rushing touchdowns on the year. And Holton strikes first over Hayden with 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. First down for Hayden. They got it at their own 45. And in motion, that's Smith coming to the near side. Sets one rolling out. Has time all day. Throws deep over the middle. It's intercepted. Picked off at the 30. And back to the middle of the field. This is Cameron Karn. Cameron will go down at the 47-yard line. Holton with a takeaway. They're plus 12 in that category. And it's Cameron Karn's second interception of the year. Wright's got an offset eye, taking out there with Ewing, option play, and Wright will pitch it to Ewing at the 50, gets a block from Carr, 40 near sideline, 30, to the 25, 20, nice comeback, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Drake the Snake Ewing, down the near sideline, a beautiful comeback, Drake takes it in on a 51-yard touchdown run, Ewing second of the game, 14th of the year, and Holton is up by 3 touchdowns.
The Holton defense pitched their second shutout of the season, holding Hayden to under 100 yards of total offense.
Back to pass, that one. Here comes Jacob Ewing. He's got it to the ground. Back at the 17. Holton came on the blitz. Jacob Ewing, it's his first quarterback sack of 2012.
Well, he certainly brings some speed and hustle to our defensive line, and he's a little bit of an undersized guy, but he's physical and he's strong. And he can do that for us against spread teams and people in their spread package.
Boy, this season for Hayden has been their worst since 1996. That's a long while. Third and 7 here. 20-0. Holton leads. Man in motion. Tetuan rolls out. Has time. Now he's hit. The ball fumbled. Ewing got him again. Tetuan falls on it back at the 38. Give Jacob Ewing another sack. A forced fumble. And the Holton fans stand once again. And this is a standing ovation for the defense. What a performance, Justin. Hayden. 5 first downs. They got 81 yards.
Third down and 1 here for Holton. As Wright will hand it off. There goes Chase Wilson again. 10, 5, touchdown! Chase Wilson! 20 yards on his second touchdown run of the night. And this one, a little icing on the cake for Holton to go up 4 scores with 92 seconds left to go in the game.
Holton wrapped up the regular season with a 55-6 pounding of the Panthers. The Wildcat defense registered 4 sacks and 5 takeaways. And Holton quarterback Jackson Wright had 147 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns, plus 2 more passing TDs to fellow senior tight end Ryan Hefke.
Yeah, I think other than a few little mistakes on defense, we played well. And then offensively, we had some options go the distance for us and hit a couple passes. So, we moved the ball around and did some different things and executed well.
The win against Royal Valley in Week 9 was the 33rd straight Big 7 victory as the Wildcats wrapped up their 13th league title in the last 15 years.
Yeah, I don't think we've had a bad week of practice all year. And, you know, what we're looking for this week is to pick up that intensity a little bit and being better prepared as we come to practice.
A 15th consecutive playoff appearance began as Holton bailed up the Heston Swathers 57-26. Jackson Wright, Drake Ewing, and Cameron Karn all surpassed 120 yards rushing as the Wildcats had a season-high 515 total yards on the ground.
One receiver, Schuler to the left. Fox going to throw it. He airs it out deep, one-on-one near sideline. This ball up for grabs. Tipped away. Blanket coverage. Covered nicely by Holton Jackson Wright.
Next stop, Wichita Collegiate for the Wildcats' third game in 10 days.
Spartans spread the field again. One receiver to the right, 2 to the left. Root rolling out on the play action. Ewing coming on a blitz. They set up the screen. Back near side. Caught by Franklin. 45-40. 35-30. Back to the middle. Fumble. Ball loose. Holton's got it. The Wildcats got it. They jump on it at the 29-yard line. Chase Wilson. Recovers the football. The turnovers now even at 1 apiece as the Holton defense has their 27th takeaway of 2012.
I think probably the last 4 or 5 weeks, I think we've played very aggressively and somewhat dominating on defense, so I think we continue to progress.
3 men in the backfield now, tanking joined by Karn and Ewing. Ewing gets it again off left tackle. There he goes. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Drake Ewing, 29 yards, his 16th rushing touchdown of the year. And the fans from Jackson County go crazy with the first score of this game.
Holton would improve to 11-0 by spanking the Spartans 28-0.
Spartans at their own 32-yard line here, trailing 14-0. Red in shotgun, Franklin back in there on his left. They'll hand it to him. Ewing got him in the backfield. Ties him up like a little calf and power drives him to the ground.
around. Tackle made at the 31. That's a one-yard loss. Jacob Ewing, how much better has he gotten this season as it's gone on defensively?
Justin, we saw Holton quite a few weeks ago, first time we saw them this year against Sabetha, and Jacob Ewing was pretty much playing special teams, but I noticed him that night, 62, running down the field, knocking some heads, and able to make tackles on the kick coverage. He's made his way onto that defensive line, and he's been a playmaker in the second half of the season.
But Sparta says we need at least a couple more scores to feel good about this one. Tanking the fullback rumble to the 20, 15, to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone! Trent Tanking, his second touchdown run of the day, a 29-yarder, which matches Holton's longest offensive play, and they go up 20-0 on an impressive drive set up by the Cameron Karn INT.
The Wildcat defense got another shutout and an amazing 23 tackles, including 16 solo stops by senior Trent Tanking.
Root handed off. Franklin running to the right. Chased from behind. Tanking got him. Wrapped him up and drug him down at the 22. That's a 2-yard tackle for loss by Trent Tanking. And it'll be second down and 12 as Franklin didn't have a chance that time to get the shoulders turned upfield.
And we have an intelligent football team, a really smart team that can do those kinds of things, and you don't always have that.
Jackson Wright will fake to the fullback, give it to Karn through the hole, 50, 45, 40. There goes Cameron with one man to beat. 30, 20, afterburners to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown, Cameron Karn! 56 yards!
This is a good offense. Wichita Collegiate with some great athletes, some size. A very impressive shutout if they can finish it off.
Looking deep, look out! Jacob Ewing got him again! Quarterback sack at the 35. Holton's third sack. And Jacob Ewing records another. He's got 5 on the season. A huge loss of 10.
Another new opponent was next in the round of sectionals, a game played on November 9th, 2012, as Holton hosted the McPherson Bullpups in an instant classic that will always be remembered.
Ethan Holliday will hold it. This is a 29-yard field goal try by Hampton. Good snap in the placement. Hampton's kick just inside the left upright. It is good. As Holton taps a 10-play drive and gets points here in the opening quarter.
Smell that fresh cut grass. I'm back in my helmet, cleats, and shoulder pads. Standing in the huddle, listening to the call. Fans going crazy for the boys of fall.
Reshick, Trent Tanking, also Lane Lasseter and Tyler Burdick are Holton's linebackers up front. Jacob Ewing, Zeller, Brandon Schumann. Here they come, and in this pocket, Kinnaman's pass deflected and almost picked to Trent Tanking. Catch it, he did! It's a takeaway! Trent Tanking off a deflected pass at the line of scrimmage gets the interception.
Kings of the school, man, where the boys are fall.
It's fourth down. Wright gets the snap, runs the option to the right. Has a pitch man in Ewing. He gives it to him. Drake at the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Drake Ewing on a fourth down option play.
And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and burning grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man. You got
a song. McPherson up by 4. Kinnaman in shotgun has the time again. Throws this one and it's tipped. And Ethan Holliday makes an interception at the 15 to the 20 and trying to rip the football out. He'll go down. Ethan Holliday was fighting to hold on to it.
In little towns like mine, that's all they got.
Jackson Wright has a full wishbone set in the backfield. Ewing and Karn, the fullback Lasseter. They give it to him, and he goes again. 20, 15, outside of the 10. 5, one man to beat as he's pushed out. The hands go up, and the Wildcats go up. They score with a touchdown to take the lead here in the third quarter.
Boys of fall.
10-20, clock moving. Third down and 12 for Holton. Right, play action pass. Looking, he's in trouble, throws it away. It'll be Burdick having a chance, making a sliding catch. Wow, he got that.
Wow. Right gets the snap from Mercer, hands it off to the right, through the Holton five, to the end zone, touchdown, Cameron Thorne.
His 14th rushing touchdown of the year. It's our fourth lead change.
You mess with one man, you got a song.
With 4:59 to go in the fourth quarter, a 6-yard touchdown run for Cameron Thorne kept the Wildcat drive 17 plays, 94 yards.
Down by three, first down here. Wright gets the snap, wants the pass, looking on a quick slant for tanking. Trent makes the catch, breaks away at the 50, Trent to the 40, Trent to the 30, Trent to the 20, Trent to the 10, Trent to the end zone! Touchdown! Touchdown! Tanking from Wright! And the team from Jackson County that never throws the football throws it on first down, a 65-yard touchdown for our sixth consecutive lead change. Wow!
The boys are fall.
Fourth down. Here's the final play of the game. Time's expired. Lobbing it to the end zone is Kinnaman. This one's up for grabs. Tipped away. Holton wins it. Tipped away at the end zone by Cameron Thorne. Holton's undefeated season will continue for another week and another game as they win it on the heels of their defense. And a 65-yard touchdown pass from Wright to Tanky, who's bent over at the 50-yard line, and Holton's won this 31-27 to advance to Substate.
Substate, yet another first-time foe, as Holton moved on to battle the Wildcats at Mulvane.
Mulvane with a lot of guys in the box, right? Who threw it three times last week, wants to pass on the play action fake, now lofts it up, one-on-one coverage in the end zone, it's caught! Tyler Burdick, all alone in the end zone, ripped it away from Austin Stan. It was one-on-one coverage right through the jump ball, and Tyler Burdick, the All-State basketball reaper at 6'3", goes up, reels it in, it's his fifth touchdown, as Holton converts on fourth down, and they go 54 yards to start the game in an impressive 11-play scoring drive.
A bit battered and bruised, Holton led 21-0 at halftime, and went on to beat the Mulvane Wildcats 28-6.
33, moving left to right, ready to the shotgun. It rolls way back at the 50-yard line, rolling to the side, chased by Burdick, throws it, and it's almost picked. Holliday made the catch, did he stay in? Yes, it's a takeaway! An interception! Holliday picks it off on the near sideline. That's the fourth interception for Ethan Holliday, and for Holton, their 15th pick of the year. For Cameron Thorne, another 100-yard rushing effort, his fourth one in a row. Give it to Thorne, outside at the left to the pylon, touchdown! Cameron Thorne's second touchdown of the game! Over 100 yards and now 16 touchdowns! It's a 6-yard TD for Cameron Thorne.
Well, I think they certainly deserve it. I think they deserve a shot to be in the state title. And they've been very dedicated, and that's not just the seniors, that's really all the way down through our program. I think we have 77 football players, and we haven't had a lot of problems. And they have fun at practice. I like practice, and I really like practice when they're having fun at practice. And it's really fun this time of the year. I think they really deserve a chance to be in the state championship, and I'd be very happy for them if they won one.
I was built to be the best, number one and nothing less. Lead me to
a fifth new playoff opponent. The state 4A football championship game at Salina, November 24th. Holton versus Eudora.
Stand up for the champions, stand up, stand up, stand up.
Eudora will go for it at midfield. Holton could stand, they would have by far the best field position. Receivers left and right, Cleveland in there. He gets the carry, and he's fighting. He didn't get it. He's tackled after a short gain to the Holton 49 by Cooper Zeller. Off the blitzing was Wilson, and Jacob Ewing was there.
The Holton defense has done it again. They'll take over on down near midfield.
Scoreless game, and the option now to pitch to Wilson. Wilson 15, Wilson 20, Wilson 5, Wilson gets in there. Touchdown. Hello, Mr. Wilson. Touchdown. It's a 9-yarder. Wilson 6th of the year, and Holton finally breaks through and scores first here in the state championship game.
It's a snap and the option play right around left side, 35-30. Jackson comes back at the 20 to the 15. It's off at the 10 at the 5. Touchdown!
Jackson Wright, 37 yards on the touchdown run.
Holton crowd comes to their feet. Eudora needs 3 yards. They need to get to the Holton 18. Ballack with the receiver left and right. Cleveland in the backfield. Rolling out. Peggy's got him. Chris got him. His power drives him to the ground. Back at the 25. It's 4th and 3 and a huge loss of 7 as Tanking blitzed through there. And the all-state linebacker makes the play to get the Holton defense off the field.
Yeah, might want to know where number 15 is if you're going to go for it on fourth down. Trent Tanking comes on a blitz up the middle and ran down Ballack from behind. It was the same play they converted earlier on fourth down. It was going to be a quarterback sweep, but the quarterback, Ballack, never got to the outside. Trent was able to run him down and drag him down for a 7-yard loss.
The defense did it again. Another shutout, 21-0 victory, holding the Cardinals to less than 150 total yards. Holton had 4 big fourth down stops and 4 sacks in their 4th shutout of the year.
Here's a 3rd down and 6th play. This is not the Ballack play action. Here comes some pressure. Ballack in trouble. Lassiter's got him back at the 2-yard. And it's a sack for the Holton defense, their 4th 1 of the game. Cooper Zeller stands up, pumps his hands in the air as he looks to the near sideline.
For the champions, stand up.
It's 50 and the clock moving here in the 4th. Holton up 14 to zip, and they hand off up the middle. Look at Lassiter! 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Elsewhere has done it for the 3rd game in a row! Lane Lassiter, fullback dive, 35 yards, Holton touchdown! Reverse play goes to Elson, hit at the left side, and tackled by Andrew Reichick in the backfield, back at the 39-yard line. A 3-yard loss. That was the play that went for 11 earlier in this game, but this time the reverse play snipped out by the Holton linebacker, junior Andrew Reichick.
Did a great job fighting off the block and not only turning the play back in at his linebacker position where he could have some help, he made the tackle. Andrew Reichick maybe not going to get all the accolades this year on this defense, but he's going to be a big-time player next year as a senior. He's had a great year as a junior.
Brandon Schumann out there, Mike. He's got about 10 pounds of athletic tape around each ankle.
I see a big old white feet.
Yeah, look like snowmen out there.
Third
down and 10 here. Eudora from the 42, shotgun. Reverse play again, Elson. He's hit by taking this time. Okay, again. They'll make him at the 42-yard line down to the turf. Trent Tanking had that play. Corn was coming up. And Holton holds as Eudora goes to the same play. And again, no success. It's fourth down.
I think it's the most determined football team we've ever had and the most committed to every day getting better. And I think it's probably, you know, it's hard to compare, but it's probably the best defensive football team we've had.
We're going to count it down. Let's do it. 6 state title appearances. 5 more playoff wins against new opponents. 4 sacks and 4 fourth down stops. 3 state football championships. 2 undefeated seasons. And 1 Holton Wildcat Centura member. Your 2012 state class 4A football champion, the Holton Wildcat.
Well, I think the most important thing for us is we're about team, we're about intelligence, and we're about toughness. And if they can take those things for the rest of their life, that's really, really important. And I think that's good to do that.